Hello, and welcome to Celebrities on the Move, where we try and figure out what kind of global mobility and immigration regulations allow celebrities to travel all around the world. My name is Shai Dayan. I am an immigration attorney with Vialto Partners in Los Angeles, California. And joining me, she's also an immigration attorney with Vialto Partners, and she's in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, fresh off of the runway at Paris Fashion Week. It's my co-host, Rekha Simpson. Hello, Rekha.
Morning, Shai. How are you?
I am doing really well today, and I think we have to get right down to it, Rekha. Last month, we did an episode about the Oscars award season, and shout out to Cillian Murphy, who won the Oscar, just as we predicted.
He was just such a gentleman, wasn't he?
He's the best. He really is the best. But the reason I bring this up is because it would have been very apropos for you to talk about how you were nominated for the 2024 LexisNexis Women in Law Awards as Legal Services Innovator of the Year.
Oh, you, you're going to make me blush.
You were nominated for a big time award when we were talking about awards, and you're just so humble that you didn't even say anything about it. So I want to give you a chance, Rekha, to tell us everything we need to know about what the LexisNexis Women in Law Awards is, your nomination, the award ceremony, what you wore, the gala. Please just tell us everything.
I'm just embarrassed. It's probably the Britishness in me coming out. No, it was a real honor to be nominated in that category. And yes, I didn't really say very much about it, but it was a brilliant night surrounded by really accomplished women in law. And yeah, the competition was stiff, so I didn't win.
Oh, you're a winner in our books.
Thank you.
I want a recount.
Feel very lucky to be given that nod. And it was a great night.
The ceremony was in Dubai, correct?
So ceremony was in Dubai in a beautiful hotel on the Palm. And I also took a colleague with me. We both had a really great time. So it was very sparkly. We all got dressed up, which you know I love.
Tell us about the dress, Rekha.
Well, we are talking about fashion today, and I am definitely more of a high street gal. So my knowledge of luxury brands isn't, you know, up there. So I can't tell you actually
what I wore.
So I rented a gown.
I saw pictures. It was fabulous.
I loved it. I loved getting dressed up.
First of all, congratulations on the award. This is a really big deal. So there's nothing to be humble about. If I had received a nomination like that, you could imagine I'd be telling everybody because I'm an American and I don't have the humility. I don't have the humility that you guys do.
I know.
But you're a fan of fashion in general. And today's episode, I feel like, is going to be right up your alley, right? You're into the fashion.
I think we both do, don't we? But yeah, I love fashion. I love, you know, getting dressed up, and I appreciate big brands, and also, you know, I love supporting small brands as well. But yeah, we're going to be talking about obviously big icon today.
How would you categorize your look, Rekha? What's your look in a sentence? Do you have a look?
Well, Layla today said that I look like a fairy, and I'm not sure that's what I was going for with my dress today. What is my look? I guess a little bit boho.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
I'd say, but I can glam it up.
Modern London chic, perhaps?
Yeah. Yeah, I've bought that to Dubai.
Is that a thing? Modern London chic in Dubai, if that's a thing.
Yeah, I've bought it to Dubai. I've started a new trend. What about you? What's yours?
I've always liked fashion. I've always liked to be a little bit different. Ever since I was in high school, I tried to dress a little bit different. I had the kind of skater look when I was in high school. And I'm really, really excited how the 90s fashion is coming back into style now. So I don't know what's going on in Dubai, but in California, Los Angeles, the 90s look is really back. And that was when I was a teenager. So I'm really happy about that. So I like to say I have like a modernized adult 90s look. That's my thing. And I can dress it up.
Interesting. Are you all about the kind of block colors? That's how I kind of remember the 90s, like a lot of like block bright neon.
I used to love hoodies. I used to love big wide leg jeans. I used to like a pair of Vans, a pair of Airwalks.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That was my thing. And it's kind of all coming back now. So I do it in a more adult appropriate way, I would say now.
You're very cool.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Rekha. Thanks for noticing. And I just wanted to mention also that I was recently traveling. I just got back from San Francisco after attending the Bay Area Mobility Management Conference.
Yes. Tell me all about this because I've been meaning to catch up with you.
Yeah. So all the big players in global mobility attend this conference. So it's a chance to connect with peers, with colleagues, with professionals in the global mobility industry. It was a great chance to meet all these different professionals who work in global mobility. Vialto really nailed it. We had a great presentation. Two of our partners did a presentation about business travel and collaborating with clients on how to do a business travel program. And I met a lot of great people in person. It was really phenomenal, but it is always good to be back in Los Angeles.
Nice and sunny.
Yeah.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, it was fun. So you and I have been busy, but we're always happy to come back and do this podcast. I feel like this grounds us. It lets us know that we're in the right place at the right time. So Rekha, we are here again for another episode of Celebrities on the Move. And for all the newcomers, I think I made some new fans at the BAM conference. I promoted the podcast heavily. So maybe there are some new people listening today from the BAM conference. If you're listening because I spoke to you at BAM, congratulations, here you are. And Rekha is going to tell you exactly what this podcast is all about and what we do here. So Rekha, take it away.
Let's get to it. Celebrities on the Move is all about making global mobility and immigration fun and relatable. Every episode will focus on a well-known celebrity or public figure within industries including, but not limited to, entertainment, sports, music, fashion, politics, royalty, and business. The featured celebrity or public figure will be somebody living, working in, and or traveling to a country that they're not a national of. We will explore what type of immigration and visa programs would allow the celebrity or public figure to carry out their affairs in the particular country in which they are traveling to and conducting their business in.
Thank you, as always, for a wonderful summary of what it is that we do here. I say this all the time, but our business is just making immigration and global mobility as fun and relatable as possible. We're here to have a good time and perhaps learn something. So I always also like to let everybody know that we don't actually represent the celebrity that we're going to be discussing today. We're only speculating about their global mobility status pursuant to publicly available information about them. And as always, a little bit of promotion. We're available on all the major podcast streaming platforms, whether you get us from Apple, from Spotify, from Amazon, we're there for you, okay? We would love it if you subscribed, downloaded, and rated us. You can also follow us on Instagram. The followers just keep ticking up every time I look. We are at Vialto Partners on Instagram. So give us a follow. Some fun things going on Instagram. And, you know, we love it when you reach out to us directly. We have an email address. We are celebritiesonthemove@vialto.com. And you know what? One thing I think, Rekha, would be really fun if we did in the future?
Go on.
We should do a mailbag episode where we answer listener questions. So we encourage the listeners out there to write to us, ask us questions, personal questions, business questions, any types of questions, your predictions, whatever. We are here to answer your questions. We'd love to do an episode where we answer your questions and give you a shout out.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah, I think I've said before, I would love to also hear people's tips on travel. What do they do? What do they do? What are their routines when they get on a plane?
My routine is to try to get my suitcase up in the overhead as quickly as possible, sit down, and try to go to sleep. That's my routine.
That used to be my routine.
I imagine your routine now has to do with taking care of the kids before you get to take care of yourself.
Yeah, it involves making sure that their ears have popped, getting them settled with anything that will entertain them, and then pray that they'll go to sleep.
Oh, to be a responsible adult, Rekha. To be a responsible adult. Okay, everybody, let's get down to business. Today, we will be talking about fashion. We will be focusing our discussion on music, art, and fashion icon, Mr. Pharrell Williams. So if you haven't heard of Pharrell, if you've been living under a rock, Rekha is going to give us the lowdown on who Pharrell Williams is. So Rekha, please take it away.
Thank you. So Pharrell Williams was born in 1973. I can't believe he was born in 1973.
He looks like he was born in 1993.
He does. So he hasn't aged at all.
No.
In Virginia, in the US, in the early 90s, he and childhood friend Chad Hugo formed the R&B production group known as the Neptunes. Through his production with the Neptunes, Pharrell garnered worldwide fame and recognition within the hip-hop and pop music genres. In 1999, he formed the band N.E.R.D., also with Hugo, where he acts as the lead vocalist. He is famous for his falsetto voice, and by the early 2000s, he was all over the radio and MTV for his production and collaborations. I mean, he was everywhere, wasn't he, at that time?
Everywhere, yeah.
His writing and production has led to numerous accolades and nominations, including 13 Grammy Awards, 2 Academy Award nominations for Best Original Song. He has written for and collaborated with some of music's biggest names, including Jay-Z, Justin Timberlake, Nelly, Snoop Dogg, Britney Spears, Gwen Stefani, Madonna, Shakira, and Daft Punk, just to name a few. And besides music, Pharrell has also been very active in the fashion industry and is considered a fashion icon himself. In 2005, Pharrell partnered with Japanese fashion icon Nigo to create the streetwear brands Billionaires Boys Club and Ice Cream Footwear. Since then, he has collaborated with fashion brands including Moncler, Adidas, Uniqlo, and other prominent French fashion houses to produce lines of clothing and accessories. In February 2023, one of the most iconic French fashion houses announced that Pharrell had been appointed their new men's creative director. Pharrell displayed his first collection during Paris Men's Fashion Week in June 2023, which was met with critical acclaim, and he has received over 15 million YouTube views. In his personal life, Pharrell is married and has 4 children.
Thanks for the biography, Rekha. This is quite the accomplished individual in the arts, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's got just such a, like a couple of other celebrities we've spoken about, just a list of very impressive accolades.
A Renaissance man.
Yeah, a Renaissance man.
The first time I took note of Pharrell was when he collaborated with Jay-Z on the song I Just Want to Love You in the year 2000.
Yeah, I love that song.
And he has like an iconic chorus in that song. It's really a great song. And I remember watching it on MTV and I was like, what is this? This is so different. This is so unique. I really love just the way he performs on that song. And I was never really into hip hop. I'm still not that much into hip hop, but I've always admired and had a fascination with Pharrell's work. And I started, you know, following his music very closely. I really love his albums with N.E.R.D. I saw N.E.R.D. perform in the summer of 2002. His sound is so different and so unique. I feel like it crosses over to people in all who like all different genres of music. I loved his fashion style. Especially that skater look. I said that, you know, when I was a teenager, I was all about the skater look. So I really liked that he was bringing
emulated.
The skater. Yeah, I think it was cool that he was bringing that skater look into hip hop, which you didn't see a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
The beats and the hooks in his songs and his production for the Neptunes is so iconic. You always know a Neptune song when you hear it. And I was totally surprised when he announced that he was appointed the men's creative director of such an iconic fashion house. I did not see that coming for him. I know that he collaborated with fashion brands, but to be appointed as the director of an iconic fashion house was just something I wasn't prepared for, and I think took everybody by surprise. So that's my take and relationship with Pharrell. What about you, Rekha? We're of the same generation, so I feel like we might have similar take.
Yeah, I mean, I really loved his collaborations with Jay-Z. I'm a big Jay-Z fan, so I think that worked really well. And I also loved N.E.R.D., so it's very cool that you saw them perform back in 2002.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop It Like It's Hot is one of my favorite all-time songs. Happy for my girls. We sing Happy in the car on the way to school. And you sent me a really, really lovely video, actually, which I will show them. But it's the collaboration with Daft Punk, Get Lucky and Lose Yourself to Dance, that I'll have etched in my memories. Those tracks really remind me of my time in Singapore. But I mean, imagine adding creative director of an iconic fashion house to your list of titles and accolades. You and I have both watched his spring summer fashion show.
Yes.
In Paris online. And actually, I mean, it's like he's just taken over the city, which is amazing.
It was so unique.
He really was kind of in place.
Right.
You know, he looked like he sort of belonged to that that fashion show. I thought the styles, I thought it was fresh.
There was music in it. It was outdoors. It was in Paris. It was really iconic. He's an amazing, iconic performer and artist, and it's fun to do an episode about him. Let's talk about the immigration and the global mobility issues that have to do with Pharrell, shall we?
Let's get into it.
Just remember, everybody, we don't actually represent Pharrell. We're only speculating about his visa status pursuant to publicly available information about him. You know, as I noted earlier, Pharrell is now the men's creative director for an iconic French fashion house. So this means that Pharrell must travel to France, he must work in France, and based upon interviews that I've seen with Pharrell, I believe he's actually living and working full-time in Paris. He has his own apartment where he and his family even live. So as an American, Pharrell, he's got to have the proper visa to travel and live in France. At least I assume he does, and we're going to find out for sure. So in order to help us navigate the French visa options for Pharrell, we'd like to welcome our colleague, French attorney, Vialto Partners attorney in our Paris office. Everybody making her podcasting debut, it is our good friend, Violaine Josu. Violaine, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, Violaine.
Hi, hello. Thanks for having me.
So lovely to have you on, our resident expert.
Yeah, so Violaine, we understand you live and work in Paris, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I do, yeah.
And where in Paris is the Vialto office?
Well, Paris is the fashion capital, and Vialto's office is just around the corner of the Galerie Lafayette. So it's one of the major historical fashion stores in Paris.
Do you find yourself shopping and spending too much money at these stores while you're supposed to be working?
Absolutely. We often have lunch there. So yeah, I weigh too much.
That would be the risk for me.
Rekha, that would be dangerous for you, wouldn't it?
That would. I mean, I work close to a mall, but I think, you know, working in Paris, in the middle of Paris, surrounded by these beautiful buildings and wonderful fashion houses, must be a real treat.
Yeah. So Violaine, you must be into the fashion scene, right? You're into fashion because you're a Parisian. I imagine you're all into fashion, right? You all look so glamorous all the time.
No, I try, but
I think you're being humble like Rekha, that's for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. We're also busy with immigration, aren't we?
Oh yeah, there's that too. There's that too. Violaine, so I heard that you're a big fan of Pharrell's collaboration with French electronic music group Daft Punk, yes?
Yes, indeed. I have the same as Rekha's room of memories around Get Lucky song. So, yeah, our youth and good time.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. And we're going to get lucky with your presence here. That's for sure.
Very clever.
Good try.
Thank you. Thank you. Look at me. I'm like a podcast host.
You are. Right. So getting into the crux of it, Violaine. So over the course of our Celebrities on the Move series, we've spoken about many different immigration regulations in many different countries. And this is our first time covering French immigration system. So you're going to need to enlighten us. But can you give us a bit of background about how the French immigration system works, and particularly how the French business immigration system works?
Sure, I would love to. France offers a wide range of professional immigration statuses for non-European nationals planning to engage in professional activities in France. To provide you with some interesting statistics, in 2023, we had 20% of all immigration to France that was for economic reasons. 23% was for family reasons, 37% was for students and trainees. The other 20% were including refugees and individuals who wanted to live in France for personal convenience, but not to work.
Yeah, these are some very interesting statistics, Violaine, and I see that you came very prepared for this podcast, and we love that. You're the first person who has come prepared with statistics. So that's fantastic. So I have a question. One thing we'd like to know is basically, how difficult is it to get a business or working visa in France compared to other countries we've talked about on this podcast, such as, you know, the US and the UK?
It can be quite difficult. There are background checks to determine an individual's potential threat to public order, public security, or public health. So that's one thing. And the most commonly used work visa status in France is known as salarié, or local hire. And it's quite restrictive with respect to the conditions required to qualify. For instance, a job market test is usually required, and family members cannot resettle in France simultaneously. They must follow a family reunification process, which can take years.
And that sounds quite difficult and quite a lengthy process for families, right?
Yes, it is. But since 2006, the French government has structured alternative professional statuses to encourage economic immigration to France, especially for highly skilled workers or those with a project that may contribute to economic and cultural development and influence in France. For example, we have something called the talent status, where a work permit and thus no labor market test is required. My suggestion, of course, is to always consult with a law firm to help navigate the French immigration landscape.
Absolutely. And thank you for this interesting background, Violaine. So now that we know a little bit about the principles of the French immigration system, let's talk about Pharrell Williams. So our friend Pharrell, he's now living, working in Paris so that he can act as men's creative director for one of the most well-known fashion houses in the world. Violaine, I take it you have some theories about what kind of visa he may qualify for or what kind of visa he may actually have.
Yes, Rika, I definitely do. There are short stay and long stay visa options. I understand that Pharrell is spending significant time living and working in Paris, so I'd like to focus on the long stay visa situation. When someone is going to France for more than 90 days during any 180-day period, they are subject to a long stay, and therefore they will need a residence permit. For the long stay visa, we must focus on the activity to be performed in France. As a multidisciplinary artist who is acting as the creative director for the men's line of an iconic fashion house, there could be several categories of long stay visas that could match his situation.
Okay, so it sounds like he needs this long stay visa because he's going to be in France working for a significant amount of time. So, Violaine, how about we go through the different categories, shall we?
Yes, let's do that. First, we have the talent international reputation option. This option is for individuals who have a national or international reputation, or individuals who have significantly and durably participate in French economic development, regional planning, or influence, and who are coming to France to carry out an activity linked to scientific, literary, artistic craftwork, intellectual, educational, or sporting activities.
Yeah, so one of the things I love about doing this podcast is we get to learn about the immigration regulations in so many different countries. I love this. So I'm only just learning about French visas today, really. But considering Pharrell has a very well-established international reputation in both music and fashion, and considering he's coming to France to carry out artistic craftwork activities, it sounds to me like he's a match for this, but I'm no expert. So is that right? Am I on the right track here?
Yes, for someone like Pharrell, who is an artist with such a highly regarded international reputation in the arts, I would anticipate that this is very practical visa for him. But it's important to note that the number of visas issued each year in France under this category is very low. We even don't have statistics for that.
Oh, wow. So because the talent, the international reputation option is quite difficult to meet, then for this reason that the number of visas issued each year is really low. What other options are there for Pharrell, Violaine?
Next, we should talk about the talent artist option. This is also a rare visa. For example, in 2023, this visa category accounted for only 1,074 out of the 295,447 long stay visas issued. So we're talking about very select few people who can qualify for this type of visa.
So thank you. More statistics. I love your statistics. You're going to be our statistical guest.
I guess so.
I would argue that Pharrell is definitely a talented artist, right? This is the talent artist option. I would say Pharrell's a talented artist. So, you know, is that all we have to say? Is that all that has to be proved?
No. To qualify, one has to be an artist interpret. So that's one of the possibility, or the author of a literature or creative work. But not only, one also has to provide proof of financial resources, primarily originating from the artistic activity for the period of the planned stay. And if they have a salaried activity in France for an employer whose main activity is creation, then the cumulative duration of the employment contract has to be at least 3 months out of 12.
So documentary proof is required.
Absolutely.
Too bad.
Can't just rock up. But for the long stay options available to Pharrell, we learned about the Talent International Reputation option and the Talent Artist option. V-Lane, are there any more options that you can think of for Pharrell?
Yes, finally, they have the Talent European Blue Card option. This is the most classical approach. It's dedicated to highly skilled professionals, but Pharrell would possibly not qualify. There is a bachelor diploma requirement, which can be compensated by proving at least 5 years of professional experience at a similar level of responsibility than the role which is proposed in France. But from what I've read on Pharrell's bio, he did not finish his bachelor's degree studies, and the duration of his past creative activities in fashion may not accumulate 5 full years. So just to mention, but
good research
again. So yeah, maybe the Talent European Blue Card would not be an option for Pharrell, but it definitely sounds like Pharrell may be qualified for both the Talent International Reputation option and the Talent Artist option, even despite the low numbers of visas issued under these categories each year. So I have an important question. In U.S. immigration law, when it comes to working or business visas, in most cases, a U.S. employer has to sponsor the visa holder for the visa category. Does it also work like that when it comes to the long stay visa option in France?
We do not have the equivalent of this sponsorship system in France like you do in the U.S. In France, the application is lodged by the applicant himself, but it's prepared with the participation of the employer. The employer must provide documents such as a certificate of incorporation, a document confirming that it is up to date with the payment of social contributions.
Interesting.
So what does the actual application process look like?
The process includes preparing a visa application form, booking a visa slot. So in the US, that would be with the French consulate in Washington, D.C., and appearing for an in-person submission. Then traveling to France and start the work activity. But there is also then a work residence permit to request and pick up at the designated French prefecture. In Paris, the prefecture is located right next to Notre Dame Cathedral, which is a very crowded and touristic area, as you can guess.
I find this really interesting. So first you have to get the visa in Washington, D.C. Then you have to travel to France, start working. And then when you're in France, you actually have to pick up the work permit. So there's a lot of different things going on, which is a bit different than what we have in the U.S. What I am very interested in is Pharrell is a celebrity. So are you telling me that even a celebrity like Pharrell would have to go in person to the designated French prefecture?
Yes, same rule for everybody. So,
wow.
I do. Yes, but this being said, the consulate hires the services of VFS Global. It's a worldwide visa facilitator company, and they have a at the step door service. So, in Farah's case, that could be appropriate to avoid him going in person. And the prefecture in Paris is also used to accommodating specific appointments for celebrities, so that they avoid the crowd.
That's good, because can you imagine the scenes if celebrities showed up in person to pick up their work cards?
Yeah, perhaps like Pharrell would have to sing and dance for everybody in order
to get the card.
Right, to get the card, right?
His signatures will be everywhere. But what is the validity length for each visa category, Violaine? If you can take us through those three main categories for us.
So the long stay visa would be for 3 months. And then the duration of the residence permit depends on the duration of the project. That would be for the talent international reputation. Or it depends on the duration of the employment contract. That would be applicable to the talent artist and talent European blue card statuses.
So it looks like for each of the long stay visa options, it's a visa for 3 months, then you can get a residence permit for up to 4 years.
Correct.
Which is a nice amount of time.
Yes.
And another important question, can each of these visa categories be renewed? Let's say Pharrell really loved working and he wanted to renew the visa.
Yes, all of them are renewable as long as the initial conditions remain fulfilled.
And one of the most important considerations we see crop up, you know, time and time again, is when someone decides to travel to work, live in another country, is whether or not they can bring their family. So Pharrell has a wife, he has 4 children. For any of his long stay visa options, could he bring his family with him?
Yes, the legally married spouse and the minor children of a talent visa or residence permit holder are eligible to a talent family visa. So that's good news for Pharrell, because his wife and children are able to accompany him and live in France.
I'm very happy to hear that. I recently saw a one-on-one interview between Pharrell and Marc Jacobs where they were talking, and Pharrell did mention that his wife and his kids are in Paris with him and they really love it there. So I'm happy to hear that. And Violaine, you have been such a wonderful guest. You've really enlightened us. And we have one final question or category for you to talk about. Paris is a wonderful city. I've been to Paris. It's really phenomenal. And many Americans, and I think people from all over the world, in general, they fall in love with Paris and they want to permanently live there. So let's say Pharrell and his family, they really enjoy their time so much in Paris that they want to live in France permanently. Could they be able to do that?
Yes, they do. First, there is a 10-year residence permit. So to qualify, one has to have been in France for a minimum of 5 years. And this is verified through French tax filings. One also has to have medical coverage, stable and sufficient economic resources. One must adhere to French Republic principles and have a good command of the French language, of course. And we have also a second possibility, which is the naturalization option. This also requires 5 years of stay in France, but there are stricter criteria to meet, including a higher level command of the French language, having one's main professional and economic interests in France, having sufficient knowledge of French history, culture, society, etc., and also demonstrating moral behavior and absence of any criminal sentences.
Wow. So it sounds to me, if I can make a comparison, that the 10-year residence permit is kind of like a green card in the U.S., and then the naturalization option is kind of like becoming a citizen in the U.S. Would you say that that's fair similarity or a comparison?
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Wow. So, Rekha, I think we've learned a lot about Pharrell and his visa options today. Sounds like he's got long stay visa options for the short term. And if he loved it there, he would have permanent options also.
When Violaine was talking about naturalization, my mind sort of cast back also to UK immigration and, you know, the requirements for citizenship there. So yeah, definitely some similarities.
Yeah. Violaine, this was amazing. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us to talk about the French immigration system, to talk about Pharrell, his visa options. I hope you enjoyed your experience on your first podcast, and I hope that this encourages you to want to do more podcasts in the future with us.
Absolutely. It was a great experience. Thank you for such a good team spirit. It was very nice.
And thank you for providing an overview of, you know, really interesting categories for very talented people like Pharrell.
Yeah, Violaine, just be prepared because you're going to get a lot of fan mail from all the people who okay. Loved you and loved your accent, and we loved having you on the podcast. So thank you so much, and we hope to see you in person in Paris one day.
Yes, come over.
No, I was going to say we would love to come over.
Yeah,
we'll all go shopping together. Okay.
Okay. Let's do that.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Violaine.
You're welcome.
Rekha, I learned a lot today about the French immigration system. Did you?
Me too. I was hooked. Yeah, I was sort of, as Violaine was talking, I was kind of trying to imagine, you know, the city and Notre Dame. Haven't been to Paris in a long time. But yeah, what a fascinating system.
I was in Paris last summer and I was there.
So recent.
Yeah, beautiful in the summer. It was so nice. It stays light out so late at night. So we were just walking along the Seine like at 10 o'clock at night and it was bright as day. It was amazing. Such a vibrant city. I really loved it.
Love the European summertime.
Oh, great. So it was wonderful. I really learned a lot about Pharrell and his French visa options. So hope everybody out there learned a bit about Pharrell and his French visa options also. As always, remember everybody, we would love it if you would subscribe to the podcast. We know you're listening right now, but if you're not subscribed, please do subscribe. Follow us at Vialto Partners on Instagram. The followers are just climbing every month, so it's really amazing to see the engagement that we have with everybody. Reach out to us, celebritiesonthemove@vialto.com. Rekha loves to read those emails. She loves them almost as much as she loves her business emails. Yes, Rekha?
I monitor them very closely. No, please send us feedback. And we'd love to, as Shai said at the beginning of the episode, we'd love to do an episode around your questions for us, whether it's immigration, whether it's anything personal.
Yeah.
Just drop us a line.
And now the moment everybody is waiting for, the big tease. Rekha, you want to tease our next episode for next month?
Yes, please. So we're going to be having even more of a laugh in the next episode. We will be talking about South African comedian, writer and producer Trevor Noah. He is most well known for hosting The Daily Show in the US from 2015 to 2022.
Yeah, Trevor Noah just recently hosted the Grammy Awards in February. So he's on everybody's minds right now. Really funny guy. And to help us talk about Trevor's U.S. visa options, we're happy to announce that one of the most well-known and highly regarded U.S. immigration attorneys, Angelo Paparelli, he's going to be joining us as our special guest. Angelo is a colleague of ours. He lives in Los Angeles, so I see him from time to time, and he's been a partner with Vialto since June of 2023. So we're getting a real big-time U.S. immigration expert to help us talk about Trevor Noah. And Angelo is also a big fan of comedy. So it's going to be a fun episode. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. So yeah, tune in and listen to us and Immigration Royalty.
Yeah. Well, Rekha, it was always good to talk to you. I can't wait for next month's episode. Hope you have, a good month in Dubai. Hope everything is going to go well. And we'll talk next month. Yes?
You too. I'm hoping it heats up a bit more in Dubai. I'm still a bit chilly here.
We're having the same issues in Los Angeles also. So let's hope for warmer weather for next month. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Cool. All right, Rekha.
Thanks,
to you next time.
Everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
For more information, please visit us at www.vialto.com. Vialto Partners and Vialto refers to the subsidiaries of CD&R, Galaxy UK Opco Limited, as well as the other members of the Vialto Partners Global Network. The information contained in this podcast is for general guidance on matters of interest only. Vialto is not responsible for any errors or omissions, or for the results obtained from use of this information.